Hi, this is Ken Kennedy. This is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 235, recorded and posted on Saturday, August 17th, 2019, and part of the 2019 Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. Today is Nerd Project Day, and I'm working towards a Nerd Project discussion, and I actually realized I don't actually have that more. I've got one more straight up Saturday, but then the next Saturday, which is the 31st, I think I'm going to be at Dragon Con. And I'm not saying I'm not going to be able to do a podcast that day, because I'm going to really try and do it. I don't think I've ever successfully finished this off with the podcast at Dragon Con, so I'm going to try and do that this year, but I don't want to rely on that date, just in case it's Saturday at Dragon Con, things go awry. So I'm considering, the way I'm looking at Nerd Project Saturday is I only got one day left. I only got one Saturday left. So and there's no secret of the project or anything like that, but I'm just kind of working my way. And in fact, if I do the project next week, I don't know what I'm going to do on the 31st. But, we'll figure that out. There are lots of nerd projects that Ken is interested in, so I don't really have a huge worry about figuring out a nerd project thing. But what I'm going to talk about this week is not my project, not the thing that I'm pretty psyched about right now. Kind of cool. But I'm going to talk about a project that I'm using that relates to that project, and is in itself not super common. Oh yeah, by the way, it's Saturday. It's nerd projects. These are nerdy. I apologize, but these are nerdy. I'm about to start talking about source control. So, for my personal projects, I don't use Git. I used Subversion back in the day. I used CVS before that, back in the day. But I went from CVS to Subversion, and then I did not go to Git. I went to, for personal projects, I still use Git for other things, but for personal projects, I use Fossil, which is a source control system by yet another random super nerd. So for those who are sitting in the stands, Git, which is probably the most well-known source control mechanism nowadays, was invented by Linus Torvalds, or created. I think he created it over a weekend. Jeez, if I remember the story right. Because the Linux kernel was using Perforce, if I remember correctly. And I forget what the issue was now, but there was some issue with Perforce. It was I don't remember. It was either a licensing issue or a something weird. And they had a... because Perforce is like a commercial package, but the Linux kernel had a you've got a free license. And at some point, Linus Torvalds was like, I don't like that anymore. I'm going to create my own thing. So over like a week or a weekend, or I don't remember what it was, he created Git, which is a super, super, well, probably the most common, probably the most common, I would take a first whack at that, source control mechanism used today by random people. It's super common. There are associated sites like GitHub and Bitbucket and a bunch of other things, but there are Git repositories everywhere. A repository is a place where the code is stored. So all these things are about, storing your code and being able to coordinate, especially among multiple especially with the case of Git, being able to coordinate among multiple people who are trying to write code for this thing, because the Linux kernel actually has a lot of people that contribute code to it. Sometimes they come through and they make one little change and to some weird like USB driver or something like that, and then they fix something that was kind of futzy or whatever. But then they never do it again. It's like weird shit happens like that happens all the time. So Git was built by Linus Torvalds to kind of he was annoyed with something, the licensing issue or something. I can't remember with Perforce. I should have looked that up. But it's also built for the style of development and like change that there is in the Linux kernel. And that's not the kind of stuff I do. I am mainly a one person or a very small person shop. I do have some projects that I coordinate with other people on, but it's very small. And so we don't have quite the same requirements that Git does. And there are some things that Git does that are fine that, are kind of a pain in the butt. If you're doing a much more coordinated project. And I don't even remember how I bumped into it, but at some point I bumped into Fossil. It was years and years ago. I've probably been using Fossil for at least 5 years, probably closer to 10 years. And guess what? So Linus Torvalds is the lead developer of the Linux kernel. There's Gracie in the background. I don't know if you can hear it, but she is here for the evening, and she is here. So super competent developers write their own source control things that fit the priorities that they are interested in. So, you know, Linus Torvalds wrote the source control project that he wanted, which is called Git, and Richard Hipp, who is the creator and lead developer of SQLite, wrote his own source control project. It's called Fossil. That is what I use. So SQLite is it's a SQL compatible database. It is the most commonly used SQL compatible database in the world. It is built into everything. It's built into your browser. It's built into every browser. It's built into applications all over the place. It is not designed for high level concurrent use. It's kind of designed to like be SQL. And again, I'm in the weeds on this stuff, because remember, I'm a database person. So if I say SQL, that like I assume that people understand what that means. But it is, so it's designed so that rather than put your, I don't know, configuration strings or whatever into a file that you pull them out of, put them in a SQLite database, and use SQL commands to pull them out. Richard Haas is all up in that. And lots and lots of applications. Like I said, every browser, many, many, many applications that you have no idea do it on your phone, on your laptop, and everything, use SQLite. So it's a thing. And Richard Hipp didn't like, I don't know what he was using. I actually don't know. And I'm kind of looking at his Wikipedia account right now, but I'm not going to scroll around on it. But I don't know what he was using before. I know what Linus Torvalds was using before Git. It's kind of an apocryphal story. Everybody knows it. Or nerdy people know it. He was using Perforce. I don't know what Richard Hipp was using, but he decided, you know what? I'm a super nerd. I don't like the way my source control system. He was probably using CVS or Subversion, I would guess, at that point in time. I don't like either one of them. I'm going to create my own too. These hyper nerds literally create their own source control systems. It is kind of mind boggling. So Richard Hipp created Fossil. Fossil has, there are similarities to Git. It is a distributed distributed source control system, which means you can have people in various places all like contributing changes and stuff back. It is designed for more tightly knit groups. Git is explicitly like created for kind of like the drive-by throwaway, like I was talking about before, you know, like I just made a change which really helped to some random USB driver. Here's my drive-by. Git has what are called pull requests. We can pull things and change things and send it back, and it is kind of designed for that sort of you're not tightly connected to this project, yet you're going to send a change into it anyway, sort of thing. Fossil is much more designed around a small group of developers that all know each other and all like constantly know what's going on. It has some differences. It has some differences with Git, but weirdly, there's not in Git, but there is in Fossil, because Fossil, you know, Richard Hipp realizes that Fossil is, 100 times less commonly used, probably 1,000 times less commonly used than Git. So he has both an import and an export mechanism to Git. So you can have a Fossil repository, and if you want to store everything in Git in GitHub or something, you can like put your changes in Fossil. They get pushed to Git, they get pulled back from Git. You know, so it's like all that sort of thing. But the coolest thing that I think of about Fossil is one single executable file. Whether it's on Windows, I use it on Windows. I've used it on Linux. Never use it on Mac, but it is one single executable file, and it not only does all the source control stuff that source control files use, but it also has a built-in ticketing system. It has a built-in wiki. It has a built-in, like, you can do everything that you do with GitHub, which is a totally separate system from Git. I mean, Git is built on top of Git, or GitHub is built on top of Git, but it's a totally separate system. But you can do all that stuff within Fossil. Fossil has, like, in the one single, so it's self-contained. It is super easy to use. You can, like, wire it into any, I, like, run it on one of my servers with just a little, like, three-line CGI connectivity to have, like, a common repository that's up in the cloud. So that I can like push changes to that. But it has a wiki, it has bug tracking, it has tech notes, it has an entire, all that's built into the actual, the Fossil executable, which you have to, if you're using Git, and I'm not downplaying Git, there's nothing wrong with Git, but for a small team or a personal developer, Fossil is, I'm sorry, I've done both things. It's freaking way easier to use. And again, this is a nerd, but it's Nerd Project Saturday. So Fossil is tons easier to use, and it allows you to like, I love Fossil. For a personal developer, I highly recommend it. Might take a little while to look at. I mean, if you're used to Git, there's going to be a little bit of changes. It's not that different, especially in the basic stuff, but you're going to get so much more out of Fossil. In theory, you're never going to have to use anything like GitHub or Bitbucket or anything like that, because all that is built into the Fossil single executable. It is super cool. So anyway, that's going to be today's. That's the source control system that I'm using for the stuff that I am messing with on Linode, which was last week's, that has to do with the project that I'm going to talk about next week. And then I won't know what I'm doing on the 31st, but we'll figure that out at a later date. Project. Nerd project wise. So that's going to be it for today. And we will, because I can hear the little crazy wookalar running around in the background, Probably ought to get up there and see what she's up to. That's enough for today. So this has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find me at kenzoid.com. That's KENZOID.com. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. But if you go to kenzoid.com, you have like 1,000 ways to contact me. So if you can't figure it out, go to kenzoid.com and then look again. I have forgot. I was driving in the car today and I realized I have forgotten, and we are close to Meta Monday might have some changes, but I've been forgetting recently to mention in my outros that this podcast is Creative Commons license attribution share alike version. I think I'm currently 3.0. I need to look at them all. 3.0 unported, and we will talk to you again tomorrow. See you later. Thanks a lot. Bye.